You can imagine the first conversation between the musicians Keith Smith and the singularly named Sparrow. Oh, you were 18 when you started hitchhiking around the country? I was 18 when I started hitchhiking. I hopped freight trains for 3 years. Well, I joined the circus. And you're a songwriter? Well, so am I.
As far as falling in love, we also had huge musical chemistry. We were both very excited about playing old swing music, Appalachian folk music, Balkan music, and that was kind of a rare thing to find.
Smith and Sparrow are the heart of the Resonant Rogues, an Asheville duo and sometimes quartet, creating what one might call alt-Americana. Their new album is Autumn of the World, and it's a musical mashup of early jazz, bluegrass, and Eastern European phrases beneath down-home Appalachian vocal melodies and lyrics that tell contemporary stories.
Going to be
we were first starting to think about, like, okay, do we have our solo projects and just back each other up, or do we go in it together and start a band with two songwriters? He was thinking years down the road and being like, hey, if we have our separate careers, that's probably not going to be as sustainable for us in our relationship.
Before meeting in 2012, Sparrow and Smith each came to Asheville with histories of itinerant music. By age 12, Sparrow was already an activist and vegetarian taking viola lessons. In her later teens, she left home in Fort Collins, Colorado for Miami to protest the Free Trade Agreement of the Americas, and she stayed in Florida to go to circus school. She made music and busked while hitchhiking and was on her way back to Colorado when she found the mountains of Asheville. She moved here with her 3-month-old son.
My son has been raised with an extended family of adult friends. You know, he has people that we call aunties and uncles, you know, who aren't biologically related to us, but who have been really close to him throughout his life. I think that there's the idea of chosen family, and that has been a really big one in my life.
Smith hitchhiked out of Wisconsin when he was 18 and spent 3.5 years climbing into boxcars and making a brand of acoustic punk music popular among other younger musicians riding the rails.
There was the traveling punks, and then there's the local punks. And the traveling punks often were a little bit more drawn to acoustic music because you can't travel with your amps. So there's already this folk music aspect right off the bat out of necessity.
Meeting Sparrow kept Smith in Asheville, and once the couple decided to perform together, they did what came so naturally to them. They hit the road. They have self-funded 3 European tours and others to Australia, Romania, Germany, and the Netherlands. Next month, they're returning to Alaska.
My mother is a geography teacher, and she always raised me to have this, like, curiosity about other places and a passion for traveling, especially for women and mothers. I had this amazing example in my mother that, like, that was a thing that you could do.
The Resonant Rogues have relied on crowdfunding to make their albums, but earned their keep on the road, mixing paid shows with busking to keep touring across the country and beyond an active part of their lives. They've performed about 200 shows a year for the past 5 years, bringing Sparrow's now 11-year-old son with them when they can.
You know, relationship, art, and finances, those are all interconnected to each other. You know, if any one of those 3 things is struggling, you just have to work through it. Even when things have been tough, I think that we've always just known that this is what we're doing and this is what we want to do.
So here's a song for the sad ones, those of us who cannot stay away from the edges of existence. This flame of burns too bright for it to stay. This flame of burns too bright for it to stay.
The Resonant Rogues celebrate their new album, Autumn of the World, with a May 31st performance at the Mothlight in West Asheville. They then perform in 9 Alaskan towns and villages in June and all over the UK throughout July. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.